Good evening, everybody, and welcome to 89.1 FM on the dial and streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org. It's time for Midwest Beat, a program all about music and the people who make it. I'm Tom Lounges, your host, and tonight we are going to take it to the Motor City. I've been talking for the last several weeks about this show coming up, one of many shows that we produce, and this one is called Women of Motown. It's Motown and More, a musical review. I've got two of the three ladies from the Motown women. They're here. They're going to sing a song or two for you. We're going to talk about the show. We're going to find out where they came from, what they're all about, and who some of their influences are. And we're going to talk about that program, which includes Triple Dose featuring Keith Jackson. He was our guest last week. It's all coming up after your headlines. Good evening, everyone, and I hope you are gearing up for a great Valentine's Day. You know, we're gearing up for that now. Today, we're going to feature the Women of Motown here on Midwest Beat. They are coming to the Art Theater in downtown Hobart, and we invite you to celebrate love with the sounds of Motown. Nothing says romance like a good old Marvin Gaye song, or a Tempt and Temptation song, or, you know, Diana Ross, she's got a few, too. We're going to play a lot of romantic songs, upbeat, slow beat, everything you need to do to groove with that special someone on Valentine's Day. And it's happening Friday, February 14th, of course. Doors at 6, showtime 7. Triple Dose featuring Keith Jackson will be opening the show. And the Women of Motown will then take control and they will rule the roost. We've got two of the three ladies with us. We're going to get to meet them in just a moment. But right now, let's take it back to the 1960s. Blow the dust off some old Motown dusties and play the Marvelettes. Mr. Postman, come on. Mr. Postman, check that mail. Make sure my tickets aren't in there. Come on. Want to go see the Women of Motown. Motown and More, musical review. Friday, February 14th at the Hobart Art Theater, 230 Main Street, right next door to the Record Bin. where you'll find me most days, and I'll definitely be there for this show, Women of Motown. And that, of course, was some of the women from Motown, the Marvelettes, Please Mr. Postman. Live in studio with us, we have Cheryl Youngblood back again. She has been in here before. And our first-timer, Aretha Bolton. Hello, Aretha.
Hello, everybody.
That's like Aretha with a...
It is.
Yeah, there you go. Now, we were talking off air. Marvelettes, one of the early groups with Motown, but you don't do that song, so that's why we played it.
Right.
So how do you guys determine what you play in a Motown show?
Well, I'm not saying we don't do it necessarily. Okay. We're not going to do it this
that night.
Time,
okay.
Right? But we there are so many songs by Motown that we just pick and run.
Now, a lot of times people think, oh, Motown, it's only 60s music. But Motown was big in the 70s and the 80s.
Yes.
I mean, Rick James. I mean, a lot of people came out of Motown. And it's not just the Marvin Gaye's and the Temptations and the, you know, the bands like that.
Right.
So it's kind of, do you find that a lot of people come and if you do something and it's latter day Motown, they say, well, wait a minute, that's not 60s.
That's not Motown, right.
Yeah.
You do get that a lot. But you have to be a music lover to know how far Motown goes and how deep it'll go for a lot of people. Those memories of those songs still kind of ring true.
Some of those artists, some of the greatest of all time in the R&B realm.
Yes.
And
amazing.
When we say Motown and more, the more is important because it's not just Motown artists that you cover.
Right.
You cover like Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
And Aretha is an Atlantic Records artist.
Right.
So a lot of folks think, oh, it's R&B. It's Motown.
Yeah.
It's almost become its own genre.
Absolutely.
Right, yeah. Right.
And I think that's important to note that if they come and see the show, it's not going to be just Motown. It'll be R&B.
Right. It's you know, Motown is R&B.
Right.
You know, and it's a wide span. There are artists that, as you said, Aretha Franklin, she might not have been actual Motown, but she was Motown quality.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a number of artists that are Motown quality. I mean, just as brilliant singing, just as dynamic, just as poetic as and the reason we say Motown and more is because we don't want to leave those artists out.
Right.
Because they mean just as much as our Motown label artists mean. And that's why we say Motown and more for the most part of it.
Okay. Now, Cheryl, you and I have worked together in a variety of incarnations over the years at shows and festivals. And this kind of program, this kind of production originally came together. You were singing with two gentlemen, or three gentlemen at first, and then it became two. And it was called Cheryl and High Performance, I believe,
yes.
Is what we billed it as. When did the idea to make it a female entourage come about, and how?
Well,
Do the guys.
Do the guys. But I felt like there needed to be something a little different, because just like the blues, there's a few women artists that really are out there doing it, but they're not really getting the accolades that they should be getting.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the men are all over everywhere real easy. So when doing Motown or the women of Motown, we as women can sing Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, as well as we can sing the Marvelettes, the Supremes, you know, the Gladys Knight and the Pips, you know. So I thought it would be a little different to bring the women of Motown. Not necessarily doing pop. I mean, we sing all different genres of music.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, our hearts came from where we begin, which is Motown.
Right.
Soul music.
And we got soul, and women can do some funk.
We
love our fellas, you know. Like I still have the guys, as I said. Yeah. Unfortunately, God rest his soul, one of our members passed, you know. And then that's why you said, then I was with the two gentlemen.
And those are still performing.
Yes, still performing. Actually, one was in our New Year's Eve event we did.
Okay, so you brought the girls and the boys together.
Yes.
Okay.
A fabulous show we had at the Munster Performing Arts Theater.
So this is going to be a similar show, but without the boys.
Without the boys, yeah.
Okay.
It'll just be the women.
All right. I got a question, and this may be a stupid question. What is the difference? Is there a difference between saying R&B and soul? I've seen them in separate charts. I've seen, you know, going back over the years. Is there a difference? To me, it all seems the same.
Well, first of all, let me deal with this comment you just made. Mm-hmm. The only question that's a stupid question is the one that's thought of and not asked.
Okay.
So feel free to ask questions.
All right.
As far as R&B and soul, it's funny because they say R&B, then they say blues, then they say soul. Well, what does R&B stand for?
Rhythm and blues.
Exactly. You can't have rhythm and blues without some soul. So to me, it's all a collective body.
Okay. I've always felt that, but people correct me. They say, well, that's not soul music. That's Motown or that's R&B. What's soul?
Can you feel it?
You can definitely feel it.
Can you feel it? Does it reach your heart? Does it reach your soul? That's soul music.
Because they'll tell me Aretha is soul music, but Diana Ross is R&B. I've actually had that conversation with
people.
That's
interesting.
It's interesting. And it depends on what song you're listening to from either artist.
Right.
It depends on that reach. If it is something that reminds you of a first love, a first kiss, anything, just a moment in time, then that's soul music. So it really doesn't matter. It's just those artists kind of transcend any genre. It's just something that encompasses you to remember good music.
And the same person I argued this with said, well, Aretha came from the church, so it's soul music has gospel overtones. I'm like, all music has gospel overtones.
All of it.
If you think about it.
90% of your artists from the church.
Yeah. Right.
And then I'll say, well, then what is Blue-Eyed Soul with the Righteous Brothers or Hall & Oates? That's not coming from the church. Man-Eater is not a church song.
Man-Eater?
You know? Yeah, from a Hall & Oates. Yeah, so that's Blue-Eyed Soul, but that's what they call it.
Blue-Eyed Soul, but if you a lot of time, if you listen, take out the vocals and listen to just the music.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Watch what the music does it. It's, you know, it's Blue-Eyed Soul, but the music really does it. It's just that beat and that thump. You just hear something that kind of stirs you up differently. Man-Eater is one of my favorite songs.
Are you a man-eater?
Baby, yes.
Okay.
I thought, you know, I'm going to get this out right now because that is something that's always bothered me. And it's like, I don't know if it's where it came from, but we started an argument. It might have even been at one of your shows. Someone in the audience says, well, this is Motown. But I think when I introduced you, I said something about soul music. And they said, this isn't soul music. This is R&B. And I'm like, excuse me?
Well, at that point, you should have asked them, tell me what soul music is.
Yeah, but, you know, when you're dealing with a guy that's three beers ahead of you, you don't necessarily want to engage in that. Okay then.
If you all got into an argument, as you say, then
it was,
you would have
wanted to ask
him. It
wasn't an argument so much as it was a
discussion.
A heated discussion,
oh,
I guess.
My.
It was a lukewarm discussion. It was going to the heated zone. But anyway, so... So we've got the girls going. Aretha, tell me about your background. How did you come to music? What started you?
My mother was a singer. She had a musical group. My dad was a musician. I have 9 siblings and brothers. All of the boys played and all of the girls had to sing. Well, as we got older and I am the baby.
Mm-hmm.
My older brothers forced me to sing constantly. So on Saturday mornings at 5 years old, I was running scales on a Saturday morning. I'm not watching cartoons.
Oh.
So I'm running scales at the piano with him. And then it just kind of stuck. My whole family, singers from Detroit, Michigan.
So you from Detroit?
I'm not from Detroit.
Okay.
We're originally from here, but my parents are from Memphis.
You got to say Memphis.
Memphis. But my parents are from Memphis. My family kind of back and forth from Detroit. We have big gospel roots in Memphis and Mississippi. And that's what brought me here. So a whole lot of singing and a whole lot of years later, I'm here. My mother named me after Aretha Franklin. My name is Aretha Louise Bolton. And she thought Aretha was too close, so she named me Aretha Louise.
That's unique. I like that.
Yeah.
So Does the family still sing? I mean, did you have a family group? Are you like the Boltons version of the DeBarge or something?
No, it was never like that. My brother Stacy was is a musician and was a musician. Now he's a banker, so he kind of changed the keyboard for some cash. But he's a banker, and out of everybody in my family, I just kind of stuck with music, and I'm a music. After school music teacher for my school district. I'm in education. I do marketing and community relations for Harvey School District. And I love music with all my heart.
Very good. So how long have you been singing professionally?
Professionally, oh my God, maybe 25 years.
Okay.
25 years. And I've always had employment, but after work is always when I was able to do my craft and something I just love so much. So,
okay, how did you meet this young lady, Cheryl?
I met Cheryl at a performance. She was on drums, and I didn't hear her singing. And I'm like, I know her from somewhere. And you know, Chicago is big when it comes to singers. And a lot of people will say, "Oh, singers are a dime a dozen." But when this lady opened her mouth,
oh yeah.
It was like, oh, that's not a dime, baby. That's $1.50. That is $1.50, honey. That is not a dime. And I was like, and she just instantly, and you know, singers have their set of singers that they really love to hear sing. And this lady, I was like, oh my God, this chick can blow. So it was real cool, and I'm like, okay. She can sing. She all right. But she all right. I mean, let her sing a little something. But I heard her sing at last, and I was like, you know what? She's for real.
That is the same song the first time I heard Cheryl sing it. That's why a lot of times I'll say, please play Etta.
Yes.
You know,
because did you feel something in your soul?
I felt it in every bone and tendon of my body.
Soul music. That's what it is.
Etta is one of my all-time favorites. Yep. In fact, I just bought a copy of her greatest hits again yesterday at the library. They were selling stuff. So I saw Etta. I'm like, she's coming home. She's not sitting in this bin.
No, you can't
so,
let her sit in a
but,
bin.
But I heard Cheryl with Say Yes, your band, and you belted out Etta James. Mm. And I just stopped wherever I was standing and just watched you. Yep. I was mesmerized because, to me, that is the best version, save Etta's own, that I have ever heard.
Ooh.
You nail her so well. And I know my friend Michael Griffin thinks the same of you with Aretha.
Oh, wow.
Michael is from the town of Highland, the clerk treasurer. When we do the festivals and Cheryl's on the bill for one of those, he comes out and he's like, she's going to do Aretha, right? She's going to do Aretha. I said, Michael, she'll do Aretha just for you. And she does. She always dedicates it to him. And he stands there, and he's like a deer in the headlights.
I love it.
There are certain songs that you can cover, and there are certain songs that you can own. And I think those two you certainly do own.
Yes.
Well, praise God. I don't know what to say to all
that. That's good stuff, girl.
So
you ain't thirsty. You ain't hungry.
We're going to go back to the roots of Motown and give you one of the sexiest guys that probably ever walked the face of this earth, even more than Teddy Pendergrass. This is Marvin Gaye, and he is listening to them grapes. Mm. They're gossiping, yes, indeed.
I feel him all in my shando, all in my soul.
Some other guy you knew before, between the two of us, guys.
those grapes are always gossiping. Don't believe them. Don't listen to what you hear in the grapevine, Marvin. Don't do it. They'll break your heart. Marvin Gaye, one of the great artists of all time. Black, white, indifferent, doesn't matter. The man has got it. He's got that it factor. Men loved him. Women just swooned for him. What a tragic end to him. You know, what a shame. So many amazing artists leave us so early. And he left a great body of work. And I'm assuming, because Marvin is like the pillar of Motown, along with Smokey Robinson, that you're going to do some kind of Marvin, aren't you? Maybe?
Not going to.
Oh, you're going to leave us in suspense.
Not going to.
We are talking.
You got to come to find out.
All right. We are talking with Aretha Bolton and Cheryl Youngblood. They are two of the three women of Motown. From the Motown and More Musical Review that is coming Friday, February 14th, 7 p.m. show at the Art Theater in downtown Hobart, Indiana. You can get your tickets online at Eventbrite. There's a couple special going on, too. So if you get there tonight or anytime before day of show, you can save some green stuff. Yeah, I like to save green stuff. And doors open at 6 o'clock. We do have Keith Jackson and Triple Dose opening the show. And one of the things that we discussed, Cheryl, because you won't tell me what you're going to play. Is it safe to say that in our recent discussion, you were saying you're fine-tuning this show because it is Valentine's Day?
Yes.
So it's not going to be the standard set that you may do elsewhere. You're going to make this a special show.
Correct.
Wow.
It's all about the love.
You're all about love.
Yes, I try to be.
You convey that at the shows. I loved it because you guys played at Bulldog Park last summer. Actually, it was last fall. And it was Oktoberfest. And I hurt for you because I'm like, these ladies are out there. It's 50 degrees. There's a misty drizzle going on.
Yes.
And you were out there for the entire duration, belting it out. Not a shiver to be seen. Talk about total pros. I was like, there are no divas here. This was great. I mean, I felt bad because we should have had a much warmer, nicer day. But I was very impressed with the professionalism of the band, of the three of you. You interacted with the crowd. I mean, you worked the crowd. You connect with the crowd. And what's interesting, a lot of us grew up with like Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Yes.
Diana Ross, it was all about Diana. You know, the rest of them were great, talented ladies, but they always were in the shadows, so to speak. With Women of Motown, the three of you share the spotlight and share the lead vocals. And the first time I saw that, I thought, that's a credit to them as well. Because usually there's one that stands out. And Cheryl, you're very established. So I thought, this is Cheryl with backup singers. Is what I honestly thought it would be. And then it's like Cheryl does a song. I'm okay. They did some nice little harmonies. And then all of a sudden, Aretha steps up. And I'm like, holy cow. And then you know everybody's taking turns. And I'm like, okay, this is not at all what I thought. This is so much better.
Yes.
How do you guys decide who sings what? get into a cat fight in the dressing room and say, I'm going to sing that one tonight?
I kind of actually asked them what songs do they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, they know how they feel and they know how they, how they want to sing. And when they, every song doesn't fit everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's me, just because I put it together, it doesn't mean that I direct or tell anybody what songs you're going to do or anything like that. It's important that everybody is comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that everybody has fun. And I have two this girl can sing.
Oh, yeah.
I have two blessed, anointed and appointed dynamic singers.
Let's give a shout out to the missing item.
Oh, yes, Andrea.
She's stuck at work tonight and couldn't be with us.
Yeah, she's stuck at work. And then she's got a new job. She's a veteran. She's a vet.
Like an animal vet?
No, a vet. No. A veteran.
Oh, a veteran. Oh, a veteran. Okay.
I did say veteran, but it sounded like I was about to say a veteran. But
veterinarian.
Yeah. I didn't want to go there. No, she's a veteran, so she works for the Veterans Administration.
Okay.
And so she just got her job kind of changed.
Mm-hmm.
And she does a lot of checking on the other veterans that are ill or sick.
Okay.
Like social work, too.
Good
work. Her schedule has changed, and it's a little bit disruptive.
Okay. So when it comes to the music.
Her. Yes.
Okay. Yes. But again, you guys share everything. It's so refreshing to see that. The camaraderie, the love on stage between you guys. And, I mean, I've always seen it with you and your band. Mm-hmm. Although, sometimes in a band, you gotta, hey, you missed a note. But, for the most part, you guys are like family. I mean, I've seen you together for a long time. It's the same guys, for the most part, that are always with you. And now I see the ladies with you. Yes. What's the secret, Cheryl? How do you keep a band together? I mean, this way. Because you are a professional, and I know that you take everything serious. And
yes,
with seriousness comes sometimes,
oh my God.
Sometimes comes the cracking of the whip kind of thing. So that, you know, so how do you do it? How do you keep the harmony vocally and in personality?
You hear her back in the background. Right.
See, she is so on it always, and I'm kind of low-key, like... Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know that tonight.
Yeah, I am. I'm real. Hey, if it didn't happen, it won't happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm very strategic in how I think, because I know how... she could get. So
wait, what does that mean?
She goes to level 50,
right.
And I'm like, Cheryl, it's cool. Just come. Whatever will be, will be. And she's like, no, but this has to be right. And I'm like, okay, I kind of like that, but I'm gonna just stay.
Right. Well, so, I mean, Cheryl's zone. Very professional. I know
yes.
that she takes every detail serious and too hard.
Very detailed. And I'm glad she's like that because I'm just someone's got to be because I'm really kind of chilling. I'm enjoying the ride while Cheryl is very detailed.
All right. Well, Cheryl, let's examine you just a little bit. Give us a little feedback on how you got into this because you've been doing this a long time. You have Say Yes. You've got the show with the guys. You got the show with the ladies. You got the show that combines the guys and the ladies. And you also do church stuff.
I have church.
And you're in the Blues Hall of Fame in Chicago.
Yes, sir.
So you do blues, you do Motown, you do soul, you do R&B. You even rock out a little bit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're a drummer.
I was a rock
holy
drummer first.
Holy cow.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, holy cow.
Praise God.
What keeps you you driven like that? And how did this start?
You know, I love music. It started with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, you met my mom. My mother was an artist, a musician, a traveling artist, a touring artist. She played piano. She was a musical director for Mount Zion Baptist Church, where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot of music from her, and it just stuck with me. We have five members of my family who were all musicians. My brother ended up playing pro football, but they all had instruments in the house, so I got a little sample of everything.
So it was kind of like her story.
Yeah.
I mean, you grew up, you were one of the young ones, and fell into it.
Yeah.
It's in the DNA.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Wow.
So I was brought up in the church, and I did music, and you could feel it all in your soul.
It's so
And
nice.
I believe that's still where soul music comes from, and
mm-hmm.
I don't really think people understand what soul music is. To me, that's feeling it in your soul. If you can sing it and make people feel it, then that's the best feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I got into the music business during, like, 5 years old singing in church. And then I played different instruments in the church as well.
Well, I've seen you play drums, and you're awesome on the drums. What else do you play?
I used to play organ. I still play keys a little bit. I played xylophone. I played trumpet in high school. I played baritone sax in jazz band at Joliet Junior College.
Wow.
I played bass guitar for my church for a period of time, my home church when I was younger. So I've had my little feel of music.
And you run sound, too. You do production when needed.
Yes, yes. I run sound in my church. I run sound. I play drums, direct the choir, run sound, video and audio, take care of the video and audio and all the instrumentation at the church. So, I mean, I have a lot. But I love my band members. We are like family. We are like family. We don't spend as much time as we want to together because we're always working. I try to keep us working.
And the guys that are with you with Say Yes,
yes.
are the guys with the Women of Motown show and with the High Performance. They
yes.
are your backing band when you have these shows.
Yes.
And they are your band when you're headlining as Say Yes.
Correct.
Okay. So that's why everything's so tight.
Yeah,
you guys rehearse and play all the time.
Yeah, I love their dedication and their commitment. You know, people make comments like sometimes we play at we'll play at Blue Chip Casino, and my bass player, when we get the date, maybe my bass player had already gotten a call from somebody,
mm-hmm.
and so he'll have to do that gig because that's his word. He gave his word that he would be there. So then I'll have a different bass player at Blue Chip or something like that, and they'll be like, well, that's not Say Yes because that's not the bass player. Well, you know, you have to realize that musicians have to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So if there isn't a date that's already scheduled, then that musician, if they're a jobbing musician, sort of say,
mm-hmm.
will pick up that date. And if you get a date, then you get a sub, and that's how it goes.
And the best musicians can do that because they can play anything.
Yes, play anything. It's very important. For me, yes, I sing the blues. I love the blues. Love the blues. I'm in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. That is the epitome of doing music, basically. But I love music. I was brought up around a lot of different music.
Mm-hmm.
So I love a lot of different music. But when I do the blues, I'm dedicated to the blues. When I do my R&B, I'm dedicated to my R&B. My rhythm and blues, my Motown, I'm dedicated to my Motown.
Mm-hmm.
If we do pop, you know, so every place has its
like Bruno Mars.
Yeah,
I've heard you do that stuff. Yeah, yeah, you can do it all. Let's do something now. Do you guys want to sing a song? I know the band's not here. Can I put you on the spot and see if you guys can pull something out of the sack, so to speak? And
can we sing something? You think we can? Let's do it.
Know.
Let's see what happens.
All right.
I don't know because I had some KFC chicken.
I know,
but let's see. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Hey, baby. Mm. Ooh, wee baby, set my soul on fire. Now you know you're my one and only desire. Ooh, baby, here I am. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Yeah, baby, here I am, baby. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Yeah, here I am, baby. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. How you like that?
I like it. A little
like
Stevie Wonder.
Oh,
early
yeah.
Stevie,
yes.
Done female style.
Yeah, right.
All right. Bring a little different taste to it. And I like the fact we were talking earlier about how you recently put the girls together
mm-hmm.
after doing so much other stuff. And I don't know if you realize it or not, but, you know, women are coming even more to the forefront every day as equal pay, equal jobs, things like that are getting a little better for women in general. And this is the 100th anniversary of the women's suffrage anniversary.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Wow.
I think that is, you know, in 100 years, we have come a long way.
Yeah.
Not far enough.
Not far enough, but.
We got some trying to take us back. But anyway, that's another story. But yes, there was, women have come along. Everybody has come a long way.
Everybody.
But women have really come a long way from not being able to speak. You know, mm-hmm. not being able to vote, you know, not having the freedom to be, just to be.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're at 100 years. Amazing.
And we're seeing more and more female band leaders.
Yes.
Which the females used to be just the backup singers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now you're calling the shots in many situations.
Yeah.
You're handling booking and managing and payroll, and you're running a business, Cheryl, and I think that's great, but it's fun for you because it's the music business.
I love it.
And the thing we got to underscore to all the young talent that's out there is there are two words, music and business.
Yes.
And you have to be savvy at both of them, and
yes.
You are an example of that.
Thank you.
You're a role model for young artists that, you know, you're doing everything yourself. You're controlling it. You're the master of your own destiny, so to speak. I would say mistress, but that sounds wrong.
Man, that's not too bad.
So How much gigging are you doing right now? And I know you're playing a lot with Say Yes, mm-hmm. but are we getting more and more of the women of Motown gigging now?
Yes.
Because the word's getting out.
We're actually scheduled to be in Wisconsin in June. We're doing a show in Wisconsin, so we're branching out.
Have you taken this act to the casinos yet?
No, I'm in the process of doing that now.
Having just headlined New Year's Eve at Theater at the Center, a very prestigious room, an equity room, and you sold out not one, but two shows.
Yes.
And there were, what, about 400 seats in that place?
So that's 465 seats.
So you sold sold 1,000 seats plus.
Yes, sir.
And everyone was a paid seat. There were no comps on New Year's Eve.
No comps. Sir.
That is a real feather in your caps.
And thank God. It was so much fun. That was amazing. New Year's Eve, just celebrating New Year's Eve like that.
Mm-hmm.
Singing and just hanging with my girls. That was so much fun.
It was fun.
Now, Arletha, did you ever play at the Theater at the Center before?
I've never played there. I've never done anything like that. Just with my girls. It was a good time, and hopefully they'll have us back. Something bigger, better, more amazing. Lights, cameras. Maybe we can do like a trampoline or something. See, she always looks like at me like that when I start.
There's a
come down on a trapeze or something. That would be so hot.
That would be kind of fun.
That would be so fun.
That's all right. I'll stay on the floor. I'll watch you jump on. No, I don't know about that, but.
This show is going to be fun. If you're just tuned in, we are talking with Arletha Bolton and Cheryl Youngblood. They are two of the three women of Motown, and it is a musical review. You're going to hear the girl groups, of course, and you're going to hear a lot of the boy groups as well, done female style, because, hey, it's all equal ground. A good song is a good song when a talent that can carry it can do so.
Very well said.
Thank you. I just came out of my mouth. I didn't even think about that. It fell right out.
It did.
It must be coming from the heart. I like that. But,
coming from your soul.
Yeah. There you go.
But on the flyers and on the posters at the bottom, it says, the Motown show everyone is talking about. And that's really not hyperbole. That is true. A lot of people, since they saw you at the marina, in Hammond Marina for the Labor Day, a lot of people have been talking about this show. I run into people and say, oh, you were there. What did you think? Are they going to play out more? Are they going to do this? And I would hand them the Theater the Center brochure and say, well, they're going to be there New Year's Eve. And, well, where else are they going to play? Well, check it out, because it's coming.
It's coming.
You know? So we had, again, going back to the Bulldog Park in Crown Point, that was a summer show that got moved to Oktoberfest. And it would have been a great summer show, but still, people came out. We had at least 100, 150 people that stood in 50-degree weather in the rain to see you.
Yes.
And you even came back and you did an extra encore for them, because they were there. They were your soldiers, and they stayed.
Amazing. Yeah. It was cold as all get out that night.
Mm-hmm.
Our toes were freezing.
And it was raining.
Yeah.
And they stayed.
It drizzled on and off throughout the night.
And they danced, and it was just phenomenal.
Kids were playing in the rain.
Yeah, they were.
It was so cool.
Stomping in the water.
Stomping in water. It was an amazing day. It was interesting
surreal
to look at people that enjoy music that much.
Yes.
That
yes.
did not care about the rain, did not let it bother them at all.
Yeah, it didn't. It was pretty wild. And you mentioned kids, and that's something that I want to touch on too. This is very much a family show. But do you see a lot of young people coming to this show because of the fact that a lot of it is based in the 60s and 70s, long before they were even thought of? Mm-hmm. Are they turning on to it? Are they understanding what the message of Motown was, what the historical significance of Motown was?
I don't know if children really understand the historical significance of Motown, but I think that their parents being brought up by parents of the Motown era,
mm-hmm.
that music is still alive. And even with that music being still alive, you have artists such as Bruno Mars,
mm-hmm.
Justin Timberlake, what's his name? My guy. Oh, there are several artists that are still using the Motown music, the sound of Motown, and just putting different lyrics on top of it, or, you know, adding, using the rhythm and music of Motown and putting their different twist on it. So it continues to keep Motown and more alive.
And when you talk about the grooves in the music, it made me jump back to my DJ days in clubs. The one artist that everybody stole beats from was James Brown.
Yes, still does.
James Brown is heard probably every day on almost every radio station somewhere, and nobody knows it's even James's music.
Right, right. That Prince as well.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
You know, Prince had a lot of music. It's popping up everywhere now. So is Michael's music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, this music thing is something that, it's a phenomenal thing. Yeah. Music really soothes a savage beast.
It does. It does. And, you know, it being Black History Month, and Cheryl, you and I have done a couple of those shows together, I think it's important for everyone to understand the foundation of any popular music goes back to the African-American culture. If you think about
it.
A lot of it from the church.
Yes.
But we've talked about this. And whether you're stealing a beat or a groove, it's all there. Every artist has some kind of impact that is directly linked to somebody else.
Yes.
All the rock guys stole Chuck Berry's
licks.
You can't
get around it.
Let's face it. They stole Chuck Berry's guitar licks. So all you rock and roll guitar players out there, he was the seed that was planted that gave you the talent you've got, you know. And then you've got the soul side, the R&B side. The gospel roots are heard in so many different styles and sounds. Bruno Mars, you hear church in his music.
All day long.
I don't know if they'd like him to sing those songs in church, but you can hear the church in his music.
Yeah, you can hear the church pretty much all over him, and I'm not really sure if he was in church.
Well, he was Little Elvis.
Yeah.
I mean, he started out as an Elvis impersonator at like 5
right,
years
right,
old.
Right, 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 right.
So, little jumpsuit and all.
Somewhere in his history, in his background, I don't know. He's just got that soul.
You know, and Prince. We were talking about Prince. Probably more than anybody of recent years, Prince has been borrowed and influenced and impacting in so many ways. I mean, heavy metal guitar, let's face it, he could play it.
Yes.
You know, he wasn't just a soul man or an R&B man or a funk man. He did it all.
He did it all. And there's no harm in that.
No, not at all.
You do not have to be in a box. You do not. It's best that you're not in a box. Don't let nobody put you in a box and keep you there.
Arletha, who were some of your influences? I know, Cheryl, you were talking about seeing Cheryl and being blown away by her, but as a young singer, Who were some of the young singers or the singers that you emulated when you were trying to find your own voice?
Aretha Franklin was my biggest.
That was a big bar to set for a young singer.
But it's not, when you came from my family and the reason behind my name and just what my family's done and what my brother, I always give him kudos because
the banker brother?
Yes, okay. He's a banker now. But,
now he can finance you.
Yes. Oh, that would be so great,
hey,
Stacy
bro.
Bolton. come finance me. But he was very instrumental in teaching me all the, you know, just the runs and the nuances of an Aretha Franklin sound, how to growl, how to make everybody. I don't sing to myself. I make the person in the back feel it. I want to change the emotion of the person in the back. So I find somebody that, you know, I could just connect with, and I make them change their emotion. And I've been learning that since I was 7 years old, because that's the only way you're going to reach people. And I just thought, vocally and musically, I always wanted to reach people. I wanted to heal people. I wanted somebody to say, that song changed me. That song made me feel so much better.
Yes.
And that is, I mean, that to me is just the biggest blessing about, and Cheryl knows I always, when we always kind of have prayer and reflection before we start, you know, I'm always grateful of the gift to do it. You know, even though we've done our 10,000 hours and more learning our craft, I'm always so grateful for the gift to do it, to sing, to change an atmosphere, or to change a life of somebody just needing to hear a certain song to take them out of something terrible or bring back a great memory. So Aretha Franklin brings me back. And then Whitney Houston. And
yes.
I'm still like a, you know, Dinah Shore, Dionne Warwick, just those people that I listen to, even Minnie Riperton.
Oh. You know, another Chicago great.
Oh, my God. She's great. Great.
Just, I mean, vocally, that's just every song that she's done just, you know, just kind of hits you in your core. And then if you're fortunate enough to hit those notes
right.
she hit, then that's even better.
There's two singers that never seem to get their props that I think are in, not necessarily can hit those kind of notes, but that are certainly in that league. One being Gladys Knight.
Oh,
yes.
And the other being Marilyn McCoo.
Yes.
Nobody
yes.
remembers Marilyn, the yes. voice of the Fifth Dimension.
Yeah.
Her
yep.
and Billy have created some great duets.
Absolutely.
You know, they were right up there with Marvin and Tammy as far as duets.
Yeah.
But they never get their props.
They didn't get the accolades that they
now
deserve.
You do Gladys Knight, though. I've heard you sing some Gladys.
Yes, Lord, we do Gladys.
Jesus. Yes, she does. Have you heard her sing Neither One of Us?
Oh, yeah.
I want a chair and I want to sit down.
Why don't you sing some Aretha?
You want to do something?
Yep, so go on. Sing.
Yeah, we only got song. About 8 minutes left, so let's sing it out. And then we'll come back. We'll say say goodnight and recover the show real quick for everybody so they don't miss us. So let's do it. We've got... 2/3 of the women of Motown live here on the Lakeshore. Aretha and Cheryl are going to do some tunage for you. Here we go.
Chaining?
Yeah. Okay. Do what you want.
Chain, chain, chain.
Chain, chain, chain.
Chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain, fool. For 5 long years, I thought you were my man. But I found out I'm just a link in your chain. Hey, you got me where you want me. I ain't nothing but your fool. Oh, you treated me mean. Oh, you treated me cruel.
Wow.
Oh, chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain of fools.
Wow. You know, we were talking about a good song is a good song, but a great voice is a great voice. You strip away all the other background instruments and the other stuff, and a voice can carry a song like that. Kudos to you both.
Thank you.
I cannot wait till Friday. This is going to be a great show.
Fun.
Women of Motown, Friday, February 14th. It's a Valentine's special. It's part of our Black History Month series that I've been doing. We just did Mojo, Morganfield, and the Manish Boys yesterday at the Hammond Library. We did the Spaniels Forever on Friday at the Lansing Library. Mm. We're going to do the Women of Motown. Give the girls their due.
Yes.
Shine the spotlight on the female persuasion. And that's going to happen on Friday, February 14th. With Triple Dose featuring Keith Jackson, 230 Main Street. Doors open at 6. Showtime is 7 p.m. And I won't be giving you all the details on it, but I will tell you that if you are coming as a couple, you can save the green stuff. Save the money by getting online and finding out more at Eventbrite or just Google on Facebook, Women of Motown. And you'll come up with the poster, the ad, the information. And there is a special for couples. Discounted tickets for couples because we want love in the house. We
yes.
definitely want love in the house. And I guarantee that your feet will not sit still. Your butts will not sit in the seats. When these ladies open their throats up and the guys get the groove going, we're going to have one heck of a wang-dang-doodle, as Coco
yes.
would say.
Yes, I like
we're going to have a great time. So without any further ado, we are going to give a final shout-out. Who are some of the folks in the band? Let's give them all give them props right now.
All right, we got Anton Montgomery on bass guitar. We got Gary Riley on keyboards. We got Roland Alisea on lead guitar, Jose Malave on percussion, and we have DeJuan Austin on drums.
Jose is a lot of fun too. He's like he's jumping all over the place. Oh. He's got some energy.
Oh my God, he's funny. When we go to a gig and it's not time for us to play, he's pacing because he's just that ready. He's ready. He's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. They all are.
Any other dates to plug for Say Yes or any of the other projects?
We'll be at Blue Chip Casino April 24th. If you want to hit us up, you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com, Cheryl Youngblood, or Say Yes Live. Also, you can hit us on Instagram, at Say Yes Live. We're also on LinkedIn, Say Yes Live. And we're all the way live, baby. And you can always hit us up via our email address, which is sayyeslive@yahoo.com. So you can get in touch with us. We also have our website, www.sayyeslive.com.
Just say yes.
Say yes, baby.
Always say yes.
All you gotta do is say yes.
All right. Aretha, it's been great having you here.
Thank you for having me.
Cheryl's been here in the past, but this is your first time. I hope you'll join us again.
It's so fun. I love it.
Maybe this summer we'll do a show together. We'll bring the three of you together. And bring Jose in, too. He's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
He can host the show.
He would be geek to do it.
I'll just sit back and enjoy it.
Well, we have a show coming up with you, don't we?
I think we do.
We have Highland Fest.
I think we're going to do something at Highland, but I don't think we have a date yet.
Right.
But I know we've got something coming up. Yeah. We'll have to get back to you on that. Go to the Say Yes website. It'll be there. There you go. All right, we're going to leave you with some classic Motown. It wouldn't be a Motown show in Indiana if we didn't do a little Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5.
That's right.
ABC. See you there.
See ya.